Hey, this is H1, and we're going to be running it back with another episode. Hey, you made the right choice, because what you're going to be learning is chess knowledge, chess wisdom, chess understanding on the daily, for real. And guess what? Today, we're going to just lighten it up with the information and talk about some well-known myths in the world that's been around for decades now, and we're going to see if they're true or if they're false. So stick with me, and I will deliver. And guess what? You made the right choice of clicking on this little audio here so that I can speak to you as H1, the chosen. Next segment. Peace. I'll see you there. Are you ready? Are you ready to talk about the top 10 myths about chess? That's what this website says. I pretty much found two websites that I want to talk about that actually had two different lists of myths about chess. And it's pretty interesting, actually, because I want to go over this so that everybody can know that these myths aren't true, or they might be true. I don't know. I might confuse you with some things. We'll see. And it's important to talk about these, because these things get so many people mixed up about chess. And I hate it too, because nowadays it is so much different from like 100 or 50 years ago. So let's see about these myths and how they're pretty much different from nowadays. Okay, the first thing it says here, chess is hard to learn. I tell this to people all the time. It is hard to be the best in chess, but it is not hard to learn. It is not that complicated. Basically, on a chessboard, you're just learning how to... How many pieces are there, basically, on a chessboard? Like, pretty much 32, right? 32 pieces in total. And how many different pieces are there? We got the king, the queen, the rook, the knight, bishop, and pawn. So we got 6 pieces. So, you only have to learn 6 pieces, the movements of 6 pieces. And then you have to learn about check and draw and checkmate. And then after you learn about that, you all Gucci, you all good. Then you have that one skill that most people don't have. And it usually takes one good YouTube video that I have in my arsenal. One good YouTube video for you to learn how to play chess. Now, if you want to get better, I still got my sponsorship with Aim Chess. So if you go to aimchess.com and use my promo code H1Chess30, you can get like 30% off your first month if you're trying to become the best. But that's harder than just learning how to play chess. We got to separate those two. The second myth, chess is thousands of years old. I used to think this too until I realized that chess pretty much came around like 600 AD, which isn't thousands of years old. At the most, maybe 2,000. I don't know. It's not thousands of years old. It's not 10,000 years old. But it's relatively close to our age. It's definitely not what's before AD. Is it BC? Yeah, before Christ. Yeah, it's BC, right? It's definitely not that old, but it's relatively in our little AD type of time period, okay? So, another one. I didn't have to do that. Okay, chess is a waste of time. Why would people give me this question? Obviously, I'm gonna be like, chess is not a waste of time. Like, why would it be a waste of time to learn how to play chess? You're learning how to be logical about things. You're learning art, pretty much, how to be creative. It's not a waste of time at all. You get to communicate with people at a chess club, and you get to learn about how chess has so many principles that, compared to life, it's insane. It teaches you how to be patient, how to be decisive and efficient with your playing skills that could be incorporated with your real life, because pretty much those qualities you will need at a job or if you're trying to be an entrepreneur. And those qualities can make you really successful in life. It's insane. I don't know why some people would say that chess is a waste of time. Nobody ever said that to me, because, yeah, that would be super disrespectful, and they wouldn't be around me at all, like, for real. Come on now. The fourth thing, you have to be smart to play chess, or you have to be a genius to play chess. I don't understand why people say this. I guess minimum smarts are required, you know? Cats and dogs will never learn how to play chess, but yeah, you don't have to be super smart to learn how to play chess. You just don't. I guess this article is saying that some very smart people enjoy playing but never go beyond beginner. So that tells you something right there. I play people that got a 4.0 GPA in high school, and I beat them so bad that, yeah, they didn't want none. And it was mostly because they didn't even know how the pieces move. So that's clearly just a myth. Another one, chess is for nerds. Does that even still apply? I'm never going to talk about that one. I don't even know why people even... Hopefully nobody still says that. It seems like nowadays, being a nerd is like trending for some reason. You know, being a nerd, it's okay to watch anime in high school now. It's okay to be... It's popular to be a nerd nowadays. I don't know why, but I guess that's where we're going. Chess has been solved by computers. Now, this one is interesting. This one is interesting because many people thought that when Kasparov lost against Deep Blue, they thought that, which Kasparov got some wins, but they thought that chess was going to be ruined. But there's so many complexities to chess, especially in the endgame. There are still some endgame positions that there's still some endgame positions that computers still can't solve. And it's pretty interesting. I saw it on one YouTube video where the computer is like, white is completely winning. And then you do a few moves and then you realize, oh snap, black is completely winning in that position. I don't know why the computer was even saying that. But yeah, computers haven't solved chess completely, because chess is not a simple game at all. 7. Computers play chess better than humans. It says right here that in 2006, the best computers play chess better than 99.99% of humans, but are evenly matched in games against the best humans. It's not completely true, because a computer is not going to be able to beat, like, the top 100 chess players in the world, especially since there are still some computers that are really lacking in some areas. They're better now. I don't know about the computer situation now, but it's still a sketchy situation, because humans can always outsmart computers. And it says right here in this article, it should not be overlooked that computers are always trained by teams of human specialists. So that tells you something right now, that humans are building these computers. And the computers, yeah, humans is always over computers. Now, 8, chess is a sport. My personal opinion, I guess, I believe chess is a sport. I believe that because, I don't know, there's some unhealthy chess players, though, that became really strong. But I know the top 10 chess players nowadays, well, not top, like, most of the best chess players in the world nowadays are pretty slim, or they eat healthy, they play different sports with friends and family, and you really have to be in the right physical form to stay at a chessboard concentrated for like 8-7 hours. It takes some strength to do that. And being healthy Is it gonna hurt? It's not gonna hurt at all. So that's my view on it. And number 9 is basically chess isn't a sport. I guess that's just a regular fight, but I believe chess is a sport. You can tell me what you think in the reviews on Apple Podcasts. You know, if you want to help a brother out, look at the reviews on Apple Podcasts. But yeah, chess is a sport in my opinion. Okay, number 10. This might be the most controversial one, but women can't play chess as well as a man. Period. Now, okay. Yeah, that's not true. There's no difference intellectually between a man and a woman. That's just not true. I don't know. I guess it's kind of uncomfortable because let me see. The best female player, I think, is around got close to like 2,700. I think, or above 2,700, actually. Judah Polgar, I think, got above 2,700. But it's kind of sketchy. It's not just dealing with chess, though. It kind of compares to life, too. That kind of hinders that. But there's no difference intellectually between a man and a woman. In the brain, psychologically, yeah, there's nothing different between a man and a woman. And I actually has some women, some girls that was in a chess club that was like beating all the boys in one of the class, and that was pretty hilarious. And that's how I'm gonna end that one. We got another website with completely different myths, so stay tuned for that one, because I think that one, we're going to have a lot more to talk about, okay? This is the waiting room segment. Chess jokes by H1. And the joke of today is, knock knock, who's there? Queen. Queen who? Queen your room, it's a mess. Thank you for listening. So, there's this other article by thechessworld.com, and it was named 5 Chess Myths That Most People Believe. So, let's just dig deep into it. As H1, I was like, why not go into it and find out what's going on? And once I saw this first one, I was like, yeah, I'm gonna have to put my input in here, like, for real. And let's just get into it. And no doubt about it. Okay, the first one. Older chess players are generally stronger. That's definitely wrong. That's definitely wrong. And isn't that disrespectful to older chess players? Like, what is your preference to older? And they actually talked about it here. So this article says it. It says that, down a computer age without. Okay, to summarize, the older chess players are not necessarily stronger. In fact, the average age of top 10 chess players is around 30 years old, while world champion is 24-25. This was 2015, though, so it's like 30 now. But the point still stands that the older chess players is usually around 30 years old, right? The grandmasters, the top 100, is usually in their 20s. So, here's the thing. Yeah, that myth is just not true. It's just not true. I mean, there's kids under 10 years old that's 2,200, and that's stronger than 99% of chess players out there. So it just cannot be true. Just based on my experience too, playing older chess players, and at first I was intimidated until I got a few wins, and I was like, man, these old people don't know anything. And usually, statistically speaking, the age where it cuts off is around 30. So after 30 years old, that's when your chess skill starts going down and your rating starts going down. That's what they say. But there are some, there are a few outliers like Vishyanath, and there's a lot more people. So yeah, I wouldn't just base my chess skills off of the age. The second myth, chess masters can calculate 25 to 30 moves ahead. Now, yeah, no, this isn't happening. Especially not in a real game. This is honestly stupid if you're trying to look 25 to 30 moves ahead. Even Magnus Carlsen claims that he can see 15 moves ahead. Sometimes even 20 moves. But yeah, you don't have to do most of that. Nah, you don't have to do most of that crap. Because here's the thing, right? When you look through one move, and you go through the episodes, right? I talked about this before. Usually you look for the forcing moves, right? And so each move has about four best moves. Or three best moves, right? And each one of those best moves is a different variation. So you're telling me that, okay, I'm just doing this math in my head, you can tell me if I'm wrong or not, you're telling me that you're looking at four best moves and all the 25 moves deep that you went in? So you telling me that you looked at 100 moves in your head? And let's not count the, I guess checks, there's a minimum of moves, so let's say about, I don't know, like 80 moves. Yeah, so you're telling me you're still looking 80 moves deep in four different variations. Is that what you're telling me? Because that's completely wrong. Usually the standard is about 5 to 6 moves ahead in classical, and then in blitz, like 2 moves. You shouldn't be looking that far into moves that much. Especially if you don't have time to. But grandmasters don't look 25 to 30 moves ahead, especially not in a classical game. Not that far, unless maybe if it was a tactical position. I'm trying to think of a way where you need to look 15 moves ahead. I don't even know why Magnus claims that he moves 15 moves ahead. I think that's just a brag or something, but I don't think that, I don't know if that's even a good thing to do in a chess game for real. But he is the best chess player in the world, so hey, don't come at me. But usually the approach that I use, especially for people who's trying to train on calculated, just look 5 to 6 moves ahead and look for the best four moves in each variation, pretty much, in each move that you do. There should be at least like 3 to 4 moves. And then if it's not a good move, just exit out that variation and maybe you can get it down to like 2 or just 1 best move that your opponent can do. It's very complicated to calculate. Okay, the third myth in this website, it says chess is purely a mental game. I think we already talked about this. It's in my opinion, it's clearly not just a mental game. It's clearly not. And this article actually says it. Usually you have to stay focused for 6 to 7 hours straight, and you have to be physically ready. So that's why most people engage in physical activities like weight training, jogging, swimming, playing active sports. And they even have a quote from Bobby Fischer. And this is not going to my quote segment or whatever, but it says here, our body has to be in top condition. Your chest deteriorates as your body does. You can't separate body from mind. And so that's a good thing to go by when you're you're thinking about, should I get my body physically ready? The answer is always yes. It doesn't hurt to get a few weights in, to track your meals, get the right protein, drink a protein shake, do some weight training. Like 3 times a day, maybe. Not 3 times a day. 3 times a week. My bad. I know you was probably like, what the heck is this guy talking about? Probably like 3 to 4 times a week. Do like a full body workout. Like 15, 20 minutes. If you're not getting your results, maybe 30 to an hour. It's not that difficult. Come on now. So, the fourth myth. Chess champions can beat the strongest chess computers. Many people believe that human players are the strongest players out there. That was true until 1997, when a computer program, Deep Blue, defeated the reigning world champion, Garry Kasparov, under tournament conditions. I guess it kind of depends still, but the strongest human players are rated close to 2850. That 500 points difference would mean that the computer will win in 95% of the time. That is in more than 9 out of 10 games. So, I don't know. I still think the humans have a chance of beating computers, even though the strongest computer rating is around 3,350. I know that's a big difference, but there's a lot of things computers have to work on still. I don't know. I don't know too much about that. Oh, this is an annoying one. The final myth that we're going to talk about today. In chess, a lot depends on luck. Only people who suck says this quote, like for real. Because when you get really good at chess and you spend hours on hours studying variations and studying tactics, you don't just depend on luck. And if that was true, there would be grandmasters smashing every other player that's not a grandmaster 10 out of 10 games. So, man, people who say that is really disrespectful, like for real. And a stronger player is always lucky in that case. So, yeah, chess isn't like Monopoly or anything, or it's not like gambling. It's not the game 21, or I don't gamble. I don't know. What's the other gambling stuff? Well, now I want to look up some stuff like that. Ah, snap. I can't. I got my soundboard on. But anyway, the point is, it's not like blackjack. Yeah, that was the game. But the point is, yeah, it doesn't always depend on luck. It depends on the effort that you put in. How much effort you put into the game is how much you would get out of it. You know? So, yeah. Now, I wouldn't just depend on luck when I'm playing chess games. Especially if it's an important tournament and I know that I want to get first place. You're not just going to depend on luck. I guess if you're facing your opponent and they blunder away a piece or miss a mate, can you really call that luck? I don't think so. I just think that they just wasn't physically ready. It's always something. You never want to just leave it to something that's outside of your control. Then in your brain, you're going to be like, man, I can't really control if I'm about to win this game or not. That's the most horrible mindset to be at. So yeah, I'm against that completely. So I guess you get to learn a little bit about H1 today. This is the Weight Room segment. Chess quotes by H1. And the quote of today is, chess is like bodybuilding. If you train every day, you stay in top shape. It is the same with your brain. Chess is a matter of daily training. By Vladimir Kramnik. Thank you for listening. Man, we had some fun today. We really did. It was a little bit more laid back this segment, but hopefully you enjoyed this. I enjoyed it a lot. I want to do a lot more chess news or like different websites, checking out different articles. I feel like that would be like the next step for this podcast. So if you enjoyed this, just follow, please. If you're on Spotify or the Google Podcast or the Apple Podcast or any other podcast station, just follow so that you can keep updated on this stuff. And then plus, I'm going to be doing more YouTube videos pretty soon. I've been taking a break recently, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to be back into it, going hard. I needed a break from everything. Just remember, I'm not really a social media calibrated type of guy. Like, you can ask my wife. I had no social media before I started doing this. But anyway, yeah. No excuses. I'm about to get back in track to it. I'm just being a human right now, okay? Understand, H1 is a person with no limitations because I am perfect. Okay, to be real, hey, thank you for picking H1 today, and peace.